Good morning once more. We want to continue to look at how betrayal affects the service of others. We are still in chapter number 13. And Jesus is speaking to his own brothers, his own children, the people who believed in him, and they were given power to become children of God. And I say that we are looking at this and dividing it into four. And number one, we have already looked at the intention of believing is also to become. And one of the things that you're supposed to become is to become a servant, is to serve others, is to love others. But we discovered number two is that betrayal amongst believers affect the one who have betrayed, the betrayer. And yesterday, or the previous session, we looked at how Jesus was able to focus and to help to win the betrayer, to win Judas to himself, to try and make Judas come back. He loved them. He loved Judas. He loved everyone, and he wanted to show his love to the very end, including Judas. And he did so many things to make sure that Judas comes back to his senses. And even to this very day, Judas, even the hour that Judas would come to betray him, Jesus would still call him friend. Do you want to betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Because he wanted Judas to come to his senses. Today, or this session, we want to look at how we can win the betrayed siblings. The betrayed siblings, betrayed brothers. And Jesus also wants to win the rest of the brothers. The betrayal of Judas affected the rest of the brothers, those that were given power to become children of God. And when Jesus said that one of you is going to betray me, they kept asking, "Is it me, Lord? Who is it?" It troubled Jesus. And because of troubling Jesus, it could also have troubled the disciples. But the troubling of the disciples and the troubling of Jesus was different from the trouble that would have come in the lives of his brothers. Because they could have set him apart. They could have profiled him. They could have hated him. They could have rebuked him. They could have destroyed him. And so Jesus is trying to win them. And so what he did to win them is to tell them the truth, is to give them information. Look at verses 22. His disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which one of them he meant. You see, this is why I'm saying that he's trying to win them now. Because when he said that one of them is going to betray them, they stared at one another. Staring at one another could have affected the washing of feet of one another. It could have affected the acceptance and the service to one another. Remember, Jesus had already served even bread to one another. Remember, Jesus had already washed the feet of Judas. And he said, "I want you to do this to one another." And he has tried to win Judas, and Judas is not getting won. This could have affected the family of God. And so they stared at one another at a loss to know which one he meant. One of them, the disciples, let me tell you how this statement troubled them. One of them, the disciples whom Jesus loved, that is John, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." You see, it's already becoming a trouble amongst them. And this would definitely affect the washing of the feet. Remember, he said, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. Verse 17. But how would you continue to do them with the spirit of the betrayer? How do you deal with the betrayer? So they are saying, Peter is asking John, ask Jesus, who is it? Why do you think Peter is asking this? Maybe he is asking so that he can be able to deal with him. He can be able to say, no, we cannot allow betrayer amidst us. Leaning back against Jesus, John asked, this is Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is the one whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered him. Now, you see, Jesus was able to tell them in a very loving way. Jesus was able to say, it is the one I'm still serving. I'm still giving him bread. I still consider him to be part of me. As long as he has not died, he is still part of me. And I'm willing to give him bread. But are you willing to accept him? So Jesus here is actually winning the rest of the disciples so that they may not profile, so that they may not be able to remove this brother, so that they may also give space of love. Remember, he said he loved his own and he was loving them to the end. But he also wanted the disciples to have the same love. So Judas apparently could not be changed. But Jesus definitely wanted to change the rest of his brothers. And so when Judas received bread, Satan entered him. So bad. What does that tell you about bread? When Paul was talking about the Holy Communion, because Jesus is the one who gave the first, the Holy Communion. He instituted the Holy Communion here in the New Testament. It was done in the Old Testament. By the New Testament, Jesus ratified it here. He did it here. He showed that it was good. And it was for remembrance for him. But as Paul is talking about, he said three things. He said, you have to eat Holy Communion and you have to judge yourself. You have to make sure that you don't eat without judging the body. You have to respect the body. You have to make sure that you have looked into yourself, that you are not betraying the body. Because once you do that, Paul says three things. That's because of that, some who have eaten it have become sick. Others have become, weak. And others have died. Do you know that eating the Holy Communion unworthily? Unworthily means without recognizing the worth of Jesus Christ. Not for you become worth, but recognizing the worth of Jesus Christ. Accepting what Jesus has done. Do you know some of the members of the body of Jesus Christ have become sick? Others have become weak? Others have died? In fact, Judas is one of the best examples of people who became sick. This is sickness. This is weakness. And this is death. Because it is Satan who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and abundantly. And so Judas, as soon as he took bread, as Jesus was telling them who it was, Satan also got an opportunity and entered into him. So Jesus told him, what you are about to do, do it quickly. Even after this, Jesus never really exposed him, because he still wanted to win the rest of the brothers. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread. He went out and it was night. So we see how Jesus is trying to win his disciples amidst betrayal, amidst service, so that he may continue to serve one another even to the betrayal. Father, we pray that you may help us to serve our brothers and our sisters who are still betraying us. We need your grace. We need your mercies, O Lord. You need to remind us that because you did it, that's why we are supposed to do it to another. Give us the grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.